Greetings to the Path family. Our slogan at the Path is meeting you where you are. We invite you to follow, share, and check us out on social media. You may connect with us at any time, anywhere, on Facebook at The Path Church or Instagram and Twitter at Join the Path. Without further delay, enjoy this week's sermon.
So we're going to start off with the first mentee question, all right? And that is, what is your favorite mama song? Come on, which one is it? I think I know who's going to win. I'm shocked LL is not getting any votes. Mama said knock you out? No? No? Boys to Men? Huh? Well, it looks like Tupac is in the house today. Dear Mama, woo! Backstreet ain't getting no love. All right. Okay, so 31%, 32. Tupac, amen, amen. I believe that's probably his best record. You know, some people said that he was the best rapper ever. Can you imagine that? Who would even say that? What happened to Biggie or Nas? But amen, we're not here for that today, all right? So I want to take some time to recognize the mothers that are here today, right? So I'd like to ask the mothers just to stand up. Just stand up for me. Come on, moms. Stand up. And you are beautiful. Yes. Amen. We want to honor you today. We want to celebrate you. We want to encourage you. And I think really what it boils down to is we want to thank you for the sacrifices that you've made over the years from the very start when you were pregnant. It started from then. And so the title of my message today is Lifelong Sacrifices. And you know what? That's what mothers have done for us, right? And so my second mentee question is, what are some sacrifices mothers have made? And I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to hear from the kids in the audience as well. What sacrifices mothers have made? Birth. Time, career, education, food, freedom. Wow. Goals, jobs. Yes. Energy, money, sleep. Them sleepless nights. Yes. Amen. Peace. Yes, and you know, I had a couple as well. And so I know when women get pregnant, right, their bodies change. They're never the same after, right? That's some of the things that we don't even recognize or talk about. You know, hopes and dreams, they might have to put on hold just to take care of their kids. Next thing you know, they're driving them around to everything, right? Doctor's appointments, school events, sports, birthdays, and so on. And they might have been just countless nights when they've just been praying for their kids. But I know that the victory for moms is that, you know, when they get older, they have an opportunity to see their kids thrive, you know, be successful. And even more importantly than that, have a relationship with God. Amen? And that's really what we're trying to do. And so I want to share today briefly about my mom, right? And I have pictures for you. This beautiful woman right here is Linda Vendries, my mom, right? Go to the next slide. This is my family. Mom had changed a little bit, but amen, seven kids. That's what that does, right? And who is that little one right there? Kind of right behind my brother? That is me, that cute little boy. That's me. This picture was taken in Jamaica. I think this was in my front yard. But it brings back some memories, yes. So before I share about my mother, right, I want to just briefly look into God's word. Can I do that? Yes. And so it's Deuteronomy 4, starting in verses 1 and 2. And when I read the Bible from time to time, I like to take parallels from God's word and look at it in modern day life, right? And so the scripture says, "And now, Israel, listen carefully to these decrees and regulations that I'm about to teach you. Obey them so that you may live, so you may enter and occupy the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has given you. Do not add to or subtract from these commands I am giving you, but just obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you." And God said to Israel, "You know what? I'm trying to teach you some things. But all I need to do, all I need you to do is to obey my word. Do not take away anything from it or add to it," right? And when I think about mothers, really that's what mothers are trying to do. They're trying to teach their children. And they're saying to them, "You know what? Obey so that you will be successful. You know, listen to my word. Don't add to it, but listen and follow." And really, that's, I think, the joy for moms, to right, trying to instill in their kids the right way to go. Another scripture in Proverbs says, "Train a child in the way that they should go," right? And when they're old, they won't depart from it. And if we read down to Deuteronomy 4:9, it says, "But watch out," is a warning, "watch out. Be careful never to forget what you yourself have seen. Do not let these memories escape from your mind as long as you live, and be sure to pass them on to your children and your grandchildren." The parallel here is, I will never forget what I've seen my mother do for me. And I will never allow my kids not to understand the sacrifices that she made for them. And really, that's what God is saying to his people. Listen, always remember what I've done. And so that's the same thing that as mothers that they're trying to do for their kids. And so I said I wanted to share about my mother. My mother was a visionary. So we lived in Jamaica, and she realized to give her kids the best opportunity to thrive would be in the U.S., right? It wasn't my father's dream. He was content to stay in Jamaica. But she had a different dream, and so she followed that dream. And so she left Jamaica, went to Canada, and then from Canada went to New York, right? When she arrived in New York, she had $20 to her name and a relative who said, "You know what? I want to help you." And so she found work, and I'm sure it was difficult for her because the customs were different, the way of life was different in the U.S., and along the way, she got throat cancer. So can you imagine being in a foreign country, your husband isn't there, you don't have your kids around you to rally around you to help you? Gosh, I can't imagine That must have been lonely for her. But she didn't stop. She recovered. She ran on to work. And she started taking care of other people's kids. She left her kids in Jamaica to take care of other people's kids so that her kids, sometime in the future, could reap the benefits of being here in the U.S., right? She finally got her permanent citizenship, her visa, and then she got her visa for the rest of us and her husband. And in 1976, we all moved from Jamaica to the United States, settled in New York City. And last night, I had the opportunity to talk to my sisters, and we just reflected on our mother on the phone. And you know, we truly miss her, but we're at peace. And we're so grateful, we rejoice for the stuff that she did for us, the sacrifices that she made. And as the scripture says, I will not forget to let my children know the sacrifices that she made for them. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Amen. Romans 12, 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. I think in the NLT it says, be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. You know, here at the PATH, we like to meet people where they are. And we rejoice with the women, the mothers, who have achieved and done great things in their motherhood. We also like to hold the hands of women who are having a hard time, of mothers who are having a hard time, who might need a shoulder to cry on. And so there are some women today who find Mother's Day difficult, who probably wouldn't come out to a Mother's Day Sunday service because it reminds them of their mother that they might have recently lost or haven't come to grips with losing their mother. For those mothers, we pray for you. I want to speak to the single moms. It's difficult raising kids by yourself without a husband, right? A husband being there to rally the kids around the mother. Just that feeling of loneliness. We pray for the single mothers. Women who possibly have lost their children, their babies. I really can't think of anything more painful than that. And so we pray for those mothers. And mothers who might be struggling with their kids, going through difficult times, trying to train their kid, and they see their kid going in another direction. Those are many sleepless nights of being on their knees, asking God, God, where did I go wrong? We pray for those mothers. And so, if you're here today, and there's something on your heart, please let us know. We would love to help you along your road. I'd like to speak about one more mother. And it's this mother in the Bible. Her name is Mary, the mother of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. She had the opportunity to see him do amazing things. She was with him when he did his first miracle. What was that? Turning water into wine. Amen. And then she went on to see him do many miraculous things, healing the sick, the blind, bringing back kids from passing away. But then she saw him also crucified. Can you imagine that? You know, as a mother seeing your child hung. And so we're grateful that that happened. But at the time, it must have been hurtful for her. And as we are about to take communion, amen to the fact that he just didn't die. But what? He resurrected. And that's why we have the opportunity, my friends, to sit here today, knowing that it doesn't end here, that we have an eternity with God in heaven, and that we have that to rejoice in. So let's go to God in a word of prayer before we take our communion. Heavenly Father, we love you so much, Father God. We are grateful for the mothers that you've placed in our lives to guide us, Father God, through this thing called life. And we're grateful for your word, Father God, which we can turn to, that we don't need to veer to the left or the right of, Father God, but to listen and to do exactly what it says. We're grateful for your son, Father, dying on the cross for our sins, the blood shed, Father God, his broken body. As we take the juice and the bread, I pray that we never forget that it is always close to our hearts, Father God, and we realize that we really need to help many more people get to know you, to share your word across this nation, Father God, in the cities that we live in, wherever we may find ourselves. We love you so much. We say this prayer in your son's powerful name, Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. If you would like to learn more about The Path, we encourage you to visit www.thepath.church. We hope to fellowship with you soon.